Hey, good morning, my friends. Day four, making music with what remains. This is one of my favorite stories in the whole book about the great violinist Yitzhak Proman, who comes out on stage and is about to play this beautiful concerto. And he's tuning his violin, one of the strings snaps. And instead of asking for another string, he just plays the whole concert on just three strings. The violin has four strings. And when he's finished, the crowd gives him this huge standing ovation. And when they ask him afterwards what happened, he said, you could have just asked somebody to bring a new violin or a fourth string up on the stage. And he said, no, our task is to make music with what remains. And that is such a beautiful and powerful idea for the month of Elul, for the 40-day challenge. Our task is to make music with what remains. We live in an imperfect world, and we were placed here purposely in an imperfect world to be able to do what we can with what we have. And we talked about this idea about Elul. I spoke about this actually this past Shabbat at MGE. My friend Rabbi Eitan Meir, who gives this very beautiful and simple idea. If you take the word Elul, the month we're in, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, and you spell it backwards, it reads Lamed, Vav, Lamed, Aleph, which spells Lule, which is really a combination of two words, Lu, if only, and Lo means no. So if you take Elul backwards and it makes Lule, literally Lule means if only no, which means if only things were not the way they are. And we live this kind of Lule kind of existence all year long, where we say, if I had only gotten a bigger break at work, I'd be so much more successful. If I only was smarter, I'd be further along in my career. If I had different parents, maybe I wouldn't have such problems in my life. If only, right? When we live this if only life all year, and Elul comes along and says, you got it backwards, turn it around, right? By definition, you have exactly what you need to accomplish your goals in life, because all of the positive things we were given and all of the negative challenges and obstacles that we have in our life, and I quoted the Ramchal in the chapter, a great Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzata, who taught us that the deck of cards that each of us is dealt is presented specifically in the way it is, the good, the bad, and even the ugly, to challenge our souls in the precise manner that our souls need to grow. And whatever happens to us in our life, those circumstances are presented to us so we could get to the next spiritual level. And this is a very, very powerful idea and something to share from my upcoming book. I mentioned this in the book about on tefillah when I talk about prayer, that brokenness is not a deficiency. It's really a source of strength and wholeness. Because when we come before Hashem and, we want confidence in other areas of our life, but when we come before God, we come in a very, I wouldn't say meek kind of way, but we come in a humble way, right? And the idea of feeling lacking and feeling deficiencies in our life is central to Jewish prayer and to our connection with Hashem, who is explicitly drawn to that which is broken. Rav Menachem Mendel of Kutz, a great Hasidic Rebbe, and I quote this in the book, in the new book, The Jewish Experience, there is nothing more whole than a broken heart. That broken heart is important. That deficiency, that lacking allows us to feel a need for Hashem. It allows us to grow. If you think you have everything and everything is perfect in life, then who needs God? Who needs Torah? Who needs anything else? I've got it all right now. We can't, we don't want to take that to the opposite extreme and say, I have nothing and I'm miserable all the time. No, you need a certain level of self-esteem and self-awareness, but also a certain sense of inner brokenness that I think is very, very powerful and important. Also, something I mentioned in the book, I have this great quote from Mark Twain. In the first chapter of the book, that he talks about how the Jewish people are not even 1% of the human race. And yet, the Egyptian and the Babylonian, the Persian, these big majority cultures that filled the world with their sound and splendor, they just faded away. And the Jew, and we are like 1/5 of 1% of the population, we're still around and we're still giving the world our, beautiful ideas and inventions and technology and morality. And he says famously, all things are mortal, but the Jew, all the forces pass, but he remains. What is the secret to his mortality? And it's specifically our small numbers, that we are a tiny, tiny nation in the world. 15 million Jews in the world is like a blip compared to the Chinese or some other large population in the world. It's nothing. And that deficiency, if you will, that smallness is what allows people to see the impact, that there's something special about the Jew, that we're on some sort of divine mission. How else can you explain the continued existence of the Jewish people against all odds if we're such a tiny minority? That smallness is what gives us bigness, if you will. I don't know if that's a word, but it's what really magnifies the impact of the Jewish people on the world. So The next time we are confronted with an obstacle, we can say to ourselves, Lule, if only this, if only that, if only we were bigger, if only we were that. Everything is given to us for a specific reason. And whatever is presented to us in our lives is an opportunity to grow in the unique way that we, both individually and collectively as a nation, need to do so. Have a great day.